This is Building Resilience Podcast, episode 211, My Travel Companions.
Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast and Happy New Year. At the time when this airs, it's going to be New Year's Day. So I hope you didn't stay up too late last night, and welcome to 2025. As we step into a new year, I love to be thinking of what's ahead, because truthfully, I often think I know what's ahead or I have plans for what's ahead, but I never really know. I can plan for some things, and we often have an idea of certain things that are going to happen in the future year. There are some set things. Like I look at our own 2025, I know that we have two kids who are going to be graduating this year. So we have some travel for graduations. We have a big family reunion in the summer with my mom's side of the family. I have a retreat in Italy that I'm hosting in September. So there are some planned things, but of course, I don't know exactly how everything is going to unfold. When I think back to last year, back in January, I had no clue that I'd be creating, launching a journal, that I would be planning a retreat to Italy. And then, of course, there were other things, personal things that went on that I had no idea that would happen. Maybe some of them are a lot less exciting, some of them a bit more challenging and a bit more worrying. But what I do know, and what I want to continue to know, is a trust that I have in myself, a trust that I have in my higher power, a prayer in my heart to be guided and inspired, to be doing the things that I am meant to be doing, to be involved in what I'm meant to be involved in. And I have guidance from others. And I want to share this idea with you today that is really a helpful idea for myself. I want you to imagine yourself walking along a path, heading towards the future that you are dreaming of. And not just dreaming of it, but really actively walking towards it. Now, you may not be 100% certain of what lies ahead or how you're going to make all these things come to pass or all these dreams come to pass that you're dreaming, but you know that this is the direction that you want to go in, and you're just taking one step at a time, and you're trying to keep your eye on that future destination. And then all of a sudden, you feel a tap on your shoulder. And you turn around, and the person says to you, actually, you can't go that way. You've never been this far before. You're heading into uncharted territory. It's unfamiliar. You don't know the exact path. You need to turn around and come back here. So a bit baffled, you actually ask this person, well, is there something wrong with where I'm going? Is there confirmed danger up ahead? Are the roads closed? Is there something there that you know that I don't know? And they respond to you and they say, well, no, it's just that you've never been there before. You've never been this way before. So it's unknown. You may not be able to do it. It may be just better to come back here with me because that place is more certain. And so now you have to make a choice. Do you forge ahead and keep going on this path that you believe will take you to your new destination? Or do you turn back and go with this person? So what would you do? Stop and think about it. Because I want to offer to you, the person tapping you on your shoulder is past you. And past you is scared that you are venturing into new paths. She wants you to stay in that safe zone, to keep doing things the same, to stay with what is familiar. Past you feels that it's her job to keep catching up to you, tapping you on your shoulder and telling you to come back. Now, she's coming from a place of love and concern, but she's also coming from a place of insecurity and a desire for comfort and ease and familiarity. She may seem to think or seem to show that she's all-knowing and she knows that there's danger up ahead, but she doesn't. All she knows is the past. Because up ahead is future you. And believe it or not, future you is just as concerned about you as past you. She also wants to have your back. She wants to protect you and she wants to keep you safe, but she also wants you to grow, to push yourself, and to become who she knows you are capable of becoming, because she is that version of you. She has been all the yous before. She knows the pitfalls along the path that you're on. She knows that you are able to overcome them. She is calling for you to trust her and consistently take a step forward. So I want to offer, here's what I would do. I want to offer, turn to past you and thank her. Thank her for her concern, her love, her experiences, her wisdom. Thank her for looking out for you and thank her for always having your back and sticking with you through some very tough times and for allowing you to have the experiences that you needed to get to where you are right now. But you don't want to be pulled back by her. You don't need to stay with her. She has great value and you love her, but maybe you can let her go. Now, unless she may want to come along with you, she's welcome to become a travel companion as you move into the future. She may not want to bring everything with her, though. She may want to leave some stuff behind. She may want to lighten her load, kind of empty out a part of her suitcase to leave new room for new things that we're going to collect together. So she can give some future wisdom along the way, too. But she has to work it out with future you, because future you is your guide now and will be in the driver's seat. And I want to offer and encourage you to trust that future you will take you along the best path. Inevitably, it's going to include some bumps along the way, and it's going to take you to your new destination. Now, the beauty of this journey is that while we don't know every twist and turn, you can move forward with intentionality. Each step forward can be deliberate. Now, you may not know the details even of your final destination, but you just know it's where you need to go. And moving forward, we're not just ignoring our fear or discomfort. We're kind of just feeling our fear and discomfort and taking steps anyways. We're embracing everything as part of our journey. It's about being intentional with our choices and knowing that each decision is going to bring you closer to who you're meant to be. But along the way, you're also going to encounter those difficulties. And as you travel, remember that resilience is built in part of this process, on this journey. Both past you and future you share the same desire to protect you and guide you. They're just motivated in different ways. Future you is aware that challenges lie ahead, but she knows that resilience, true resilience, will come from facing and overcoming these challenges. And this resilience becomes your strength. And she can be a reminder that you actually can handle whatever lies ahead. And then past you, she expresses concern or doubt. We don't necessarily want to push her away. Instead, we want to allow her to have her feelings and practice some self-compassion with her. She is part of you. And then we want to move forward with kindness towards every version of you, embracing all our fears and insecurities and our successes. Self-compassion really just allows you to accept all parts of you as you continue on this journey. Now, as future you is leading the way, you are going to have to build an essential element of trust. Trusting your own ability to navigate, to adapt, to learn with each step along the way. And this trust becomes the fuel that can empower you forward, allowing you to enjoy the journey rather than anxiously trying to control every detail. And then depending on where your faith and beliefs lie, I believe that this journey allows us to also rely on our greater power, our greater source, our God, our universe, whatever it is, wherever our belief is for the higher power, we need to also learn to trust in that source. Are we able to do that? Can we allow that to partner with us as we create our new journey? So how can you start moving forward on your journey to future you? Well, the first thing we can do is really defining and trusting our why. Like, even when a path is unclear, if you know what your why is, why do you want to go on this path? What drives you? Why is this destination so important to you? And write down your reasons. Revisit them when you're feeling overwhelmed with all the things that you're going to encounter, because your why can act as your compass when this journey feels uncertain. The second thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to cultivate a daily practice of self-reflection, setting aside time to connect with past you and future you, acknowledging the fears, the insecurities from the past, and then listening to future you, who can remind you of all your strengths and the potential that you have. And a great way to cultivate this daily practice is through the process of journaling. You can journal what are some of the fears and insecurity that past you is bringing up. And you can journal. You can write yourself letters from future you. All right, what do I need to do now? Very, very powerful way to journal that self-reflection of the past and the future. The next thing I will really want to encourage you to do is celebrate the small wins, all the little steps that you take, because progress really doesn't happen in big leaps, at least not in my life. Usually it's small baby steps, but celebrate those. I am not great at doing that. And this year, I want to stop, remind myself of all the movement that I have, whether it's inch by inch or maybe it's a foot at a time, I want to celebrate each and every step. And also to acknowledge that sometimes progress is not necessarily moving forward. Sometimes progress is just not giving up. And celebrating these small steps, or celebrating the win of, I may not have moved forward, but I'm still standing. And celebrating that if I do fall down, I'm working my way at getting back up. Those are things I want to celebrate. I also want to encourage you to build this inner support team. I love the idea of thinking about past me and future me sitting on like my board of directors. So consider, again, using journaling or writing a letter to past you, writing a letter to future you, sharing how each one has an important role on that board of directors, and then ask yourself, who else will be on that board of directors? Is there a higher power on your board of directors? Is there family members, friends, colleagues, coaches? Who is on your board of directors that can help you on this journey? And you want to make sure that you're being mindful of the dialogue that goes on in your mind of what you're trying to accomplish and the journey that you're on. We want to make sure that you always have your own back. As you start with 2025, or as I start with 2025, I really want to remind myself that I am traveling with some of the best companions. My future, my past selves, my higher power, everyone offers me so much value. And I can't wait to see where 2025 will take me. I can't wait to think of what am I going to be sitting down and reviewing in December of 2025. But more importantly than that, I am so excited for the journey. Now, the path forward doesn't have to be certain. It doesn't have to be without fear either. I just know I need to take the next steps. And I want to be open to all the opportunities that I don't even know exist right now. So encourage you all, reflect on where do you want to go? How do you want to show up? What does future self, what does your future you want you to do? Keep going, keep moving forward. You got this, and I can't wait to see where 2025 brings us all. I hope you found that helpful, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.